This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
At least one person has died in Louisiana in the storm that was Hurricane Ida. It's weakened now to a tropical storm. The person who died was hit by a falling tree in Prairieville outside Baton Rouge. The storm has knocked out power to all of New Orleans and is promising more destruction today as it moves over Mississippi. The National Hurricane Center's Philippe Papin on what's ahead.
So the impacts are shifting now from a strong wind and sort of storm surge threat to more of a very heavy rainfall threat, especially over inland areas of Mississippi, Alabama, and then spreading into Tennessee and Kentucky over the next 1 to 3 days.
AP correspondent Ben Thomas with one man who decided not to evacuate ahead of the storm.
Nick Mosca is among those trying to ride it out at home in New Orleans.
I'd like to be better prepared. There's a few things that I'm thinking we probably could have done, but this storm came pretty quick.
We're praying for the best and planning, prepared for the worst.
On the federal end, President Biden says FEMA has pre-positioned a lot of resources, including meals and rescue teams.
We're going to put the country's full might behind the rescue and recovery.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Rocket fire apparently targeted the Kabul airport in Afghanistan. Nobody claimed responsibility for the rockets, which hit a nearby neighborhood. No word on injuries. U.S. military jets continued taking off from Kabul. The AP's Charles de Ledesma is overseas.
Now coalition nations have halted their evacuations over recent days. The U.S. military has been left largely alone at the base, with some remaining allied Afghan forces providing security. The Taliban have said they will allow normal travel after the withdrawal is completed on Tuesday. However, it remains unclear how the militants will run the airport and which commercial carriers will begin flying.
This is AP News. As we begin the new work week, there is some good news. Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg says,
for the first time in 9 months, the average price of gasoline has dropped.
Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg there. Gas is $3.15 a gallon this morning, says the AAA, down almost 2 cents from a month ago. But listen to this. A year ago, gas was only $2.23 a gallon. Prices are highest now in the West and lowest in the South, according to the AAA. Now to Tesla and its driving system. A Tesla using its partially automated driving system slammed into a Florida Highway Patrol cruiser over the weekend on an interstate near downtown Orlando and narrowly missed the trooper who had pulled over to help a disabled vehicle. A man in the Tesla and the driver of the disabled vehicle were slightly hurt. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.